Waking up in Cork. Wake up. Red FM Breakfast with KC.
Red FM.
Gracie Abrams, that's so true. 9 minutes after 7 o'clock. Good morning, gang. Welcome to Thursday.
Red FM Breakfast with KC. All the latest things.
3 days to go. Cork versus Tipperary. And looking forward to that one. Oh, by the way, the Frankenwalters are going to play before that game.
That is so cool.
Fans of Munster Hurling Championship, if you haven't enough to look forward to in advance of Sunday, you're getting a free Frank's gig. They'll be at Super Value Park in Cueve, warming up the crowd. You'll be treated to a 30-minute set from the Kings of Cork.
That's so good, isn't it?
Free Frank's gig if you're heading along to that game just before the Schlitter's thrown in. So get down nice and early. Hopefully the weather's going to be okay. Let's have a little look at Sunday, actually, and see how things are. Oh, showery in the morning. And then from 1 o'clock onwards, it should stay dry. Should stay dry between, I think, throw-ins at 2, is it, or maybe 4?
So dry while the match is on.
Hopefully it will be. But anyway, a bit of Frankenwalter's sunshine for you. We got 3 days until the funeral of Pope Francis, with 100,000 people at any one time in the queue as it's moving along.
That is bonkers.
With people flying in from all over the world to pay their respects to him. Have you seen these Australian twins, Vic?
Yeah.
Tell me more.
They speak in unison, don't they?
Yeah.
Which it's actually quite common with twins. If you ever see twins being interviewed on the television and you're listening to them speaking,
it's like their brains are connected.
They open their mouths at the same time and same words come out.
Identical twin sisters from Australia. They've gone viral over the last couple of days, speaking in unison. Because, what they're recounting here is an experience that their mum had.
Yeah.
When she was threatened at gunpoint for a carjacking. So they're giving an interview to the local news channel, but it's the way that they're speaking, everyone's blown away by it. Have a listen.
And one guy, he was up there with our mum, and he went up there, and he was coming back down towards us, and he goes, run, he's got a gun. And our heart started to pound, and I said, oh, mum, where's mum? And poor mum was stuck up there, but apparently our brave mum, she goes, are you all right?
Because he had all blood all over his face.
Mad story. The mum is fine, the twins are fine, but it's the way that
they speak,
the way they're delivering it.
Yeah.
It's fascinating.
It absolutely is. No, it is.
Could we do that?
I don't know. We're not twins.
I know, yeah, but if...
Let's just try it, shall we?
Read the weather. Tell me what the weather's going to be like today.
Okay.
In an Australian accent.
Okay. The weather today is going to be very wet.
Very wet.
And very cloudy. With temperatures later at 13 degrees.
I'm way behind you. The twins nailed it much better than that.
It is such a weird phenomenon, though.
Yeah, it really is,
because the voices sound exactly the same.
And they are identical. Yeah. I mean, it's like they've copy and pasted the same human being. It's fascinating stuff. Scientists have discovered a new colour, a colour that has never been seen by humans before. I'm looking at a picture of it. It looks like a really mad green. Okay. But apparently you can't see it properly unless scientists shoot lasers into your eyes. And finally for now, parents are saying getting kids to do household chores is dying out, partly because parents think such efforts amount to child cruelty, a survey has found.
We've gone completely the other way.
Lads, get off the stage.
Yeah.
Asking kids to do something or getting them to tidy their room or clean up is prepping them for life. It's getting them into an organised state. It's so good for them.
Yeah.
In a sign, youngsters are being increasingly mollycoddled. I love that word. Go on, I'll give you a little old mollycoddle. One in five parents claim it's harmful to make their children perform simple tasks such as make their bed or mowing the lawn.
They should go back to the 80s.
You know, I really think so. There's like...
We had to do everything.
I was out in the field pulling the plough because we didn't have a horse.
Love waking up in Cork. Red FM Breakfast with KC.
Loads of messages in this morning from people that were listening to Prendeville's show yesterday, wondering, did your man find his car? If you missed, this is a brilliant story. So if somebody contacted Neil's show yesterday. He lost his car in Cork. He came down here. I think he was down for a stag or something.
Yeah.
But got into the city, and Cork being Cork, the city was rammed, nowhere to park a car. So he went out of bounds a little bit, maybe about a mile outside the city, and parked it in a housing estate. And then the donkey, do you know what he did? He forgot to take note of where he was.
That's fairly spectacular.
His car was missing for the last 3 weeks. He's up the country. He's been coming down to Cork every weekend, walking around like a man joke.
It's like the Cork version of Dude, Where's My Car?
It literally was.
Fiend, where's my car?
Fiend, where's me jammer? But anyway, for everyone messaging in this morning, He contacted Neil's show. Neil did a shout out, and within 5 minutes they had the car phoned.
The power of Prendeville.
Incredible. There was a woman that rang in and she said, yeah, there's been a car left outside our house for the last 3 weeks. Nobody knows who it belongs to. Which brings my little brain to a bit of development. Okay. So your man knows we found the car.
Yeah.
He's coming down, I think, in the next day or two to pick it up. I need some traffic wardens to help us out with this one. Can you print up about 8,000 parking fines and we can pepper his car? And I need the loan of a couple of clamps as well.
So we can actually get off.
Can anybody help us out, please? Like, if we could get, like, you know, because it's been here for 3 weeks, and obviously, you know, if it's in a double yellow area, he's gonna, he might have legitimate parking fines, but
as if
I think
the poor fella hasn't been through enough. This is what you actually want to do to him now.
And I think we should pick him up in one of the Red FM cars from the train to offer to give him a lift to his car to help him out. And when he arrives, you can see his car because there's so many parking fines. How amazing would that be? Anyway, just asking for your help on that one.
The €1,000 pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park.
All right, Vic, who have you got there?
I've got the gorgeous Tina in Connor.
Hello. Gorgeous Tina from gorgeous Connor. Tina, we got €1,000. Let's get you sorted. Here we go.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Batman is the alias of who? Question number two. Who did Cork play in the hurling over the weekend? Question three. What singer was famous for saying tee-hee?
Michael Jackson.
What stadium do Manchester United Football Club play in?
Old Trafford.
Question number five. The S24 is a model of phone by what company?
Samsung.
Question number six. With or Without You is a song by what Irish band?
U2.
Question number seven. Who presents Saturday Night Takeaway?
Aspect.
Question number eight. Who is actor Liz Hurley now in a relationship with?
Billy Ray.
Question number nine. David Beckham has landed what new job?
Chat show.
And question ten. Finish this Cork movie. War of the
Buttons.
You're going to go for War of the
Buttons.
With a load of time left over.
Wow.
See, this. So you had a quiet weekend. You're sharp as a pen this morning.
Sharp as a tack today. No alcohol yesterday at all. I am top of my game today.
It makes a difference. Yeah.
Let's go for this and see how you got on. Do you think you got them all right?
Yeah, I think you can just, you know, wait to check now.
We'll just have to wait.
I love
and see.
The confidence.
Bruce Wayne is correct. Cork and Clare over the weekend. What singer famously said tee-hee?
Mark Jackson.
What was his favourite drink?
Tee-hee.
What was his favourite cocktail?
Tee-hee.
Martini.
Oh, martini.
Old Trafford is correct. The S24 is a phone by what company? That is Samsung. With or Without You, U2. Anton Deck is correct. Let's flip it around a little bit. Finish this Cork movie. War of the
Buttons.
Are you sure it wasn't War of the Roses?
No, that's American.
You're correct. Actor Liz Hurley is now in a relationship with who?
Billy Ray Cyrus.
What's going on there?
I don't know.
Billy Ray Cyrus.
That's a weird one. I saw that last night on Instagram and I went, that's a weird one. Like,
it's very strange.
Someone's punching. And I just want to say as well, Vic, that she is filtered. That's all filtered. Oh,
you see, I said that to KC and he was filtered. Disgusted.
Oh my God.
Oh dear, he's not happy.
God, the bitchiness. The bitchiness between the two of you. Poor old Liz Hurley alone.
Poor old Liz.
She looks savage.
She does, no, she does look
good. All right, let's get back to €1,000. €1,000 for lip fillers or whatever you need it for. David Beckham has landed what new job? TV chat show host is correct! Tina and Connor, you legend, you. Well done.
Absolutely brilliant.
Oh, well done. That's a handy €1,000 after the...
my holiday now. That's brilliant.
So where are we going on holidays?
Oh, I want to go... I'm going to be able to afford it. I have 4 boys and I wasn't... like, we just... It was tough last year. So we couldn't go away.
Okay.
So I'm hoping to just take the 4 of me and the 4 kids. Well, the eldest one and I will have to bring the girlfriend. I'll have to accept that.
Yeah, yeah.
And, We're going to try go to Lanzarote or Fuerteventura maybe late August.
Oh, that's
just
so good.
Just for a week of no phones, no Teams, no
nothing.
Emails.
Absolutely. Well, listen,
on the balcony and lie by the pool.
Brilliant. You've it all planned out already. That grand is going to go towards that. Have an amazing holiday when you eventually book it.
Thanks, guys.
Well done, Tina. Bye-bye.
Love waking up in Cork. Wake up. Red FM Breakfast with KC.
Red FM.
Switching gears, Rory O'Hagan, our professional runner.
Well.
What, are you the CEO of Watergrass Hill?
I was going to say the vice president for some reason. I'm the chairperson of Wildgrass Hill AC. And yeah, we have a big race tonight, actually, the East Cork Road Championship. So
very good.
That'll be fun in Ballynos. Best of luck to everyone running in that.
So you're taking on people all the time. Anyone that wants to get into running, you train them up and you start from scratch?
Basically,
Is it just people that are semi-pro?
No.
Everyone?
No, it's everyone. We're training up some couch to 5K people now at the moment. And
okay.
All that kind of crack.
This is absolutely insane. Over the weekend, humanoid robots created by Chinese AI companies took on actual humans in a half marathon.
That's not terrifying at all.
That is not terrifying. They invited a load of these different companies, of which there are hundreds, to put your robots into the half marathon to see if they could take part against the humans. How do you think this turned out?
Oh my God, don't tell me the robots were on.
The robots eradicated all the humans. Took them all out singularly, one by one.
Yeah, they all produced like laser weapons and No, that didn't happen this time, but it's going to happen.
Yet.
Some of the robots barely got started. Here's the good news. One designed with a woman's body and face collapsed moments after getting started, egg-planted into the tarmac.
Oh, no.
Sending a group of engineers rushing to its side with laptops to try and resuscitate it. Another was mounted on a platform with propellers, and that ran into a barrier.
Oh, God.
There was another humanoid robot, which is 5'10", was dressed with... It was wearing runners and shorts and had the running details across his chest. And that did pretty good. That actually got to the end. But now the humans obviously won on this occasion. But this is the beginning. This is where we're going. This is where the 10 parks down by the Lee Road are going to... The 10Ks by the Lee Road are going to go. This is what's going to happen to Cork City Marathon in years from now. Some of the robots, as we mentioned, there was a little robot called Big Giant, who's only 2 foot tall. He was the baby robot. He didn't have a good start.
Aww.
But again, with a bit of fine-tuning, this is where we are, everybody. Robots versus humans in 10Ks. Humans have been losing to robots for years. I mean,
yeah, there's the chess robots. There you go.
Yeah.
There's other kind of robots. But yeah, running robots is terrifying.
Running robots.
They're going to take us all out.
Exactly. I'm just have a nice day, everybody. I'm just saying.
Thanks for that, Jim.
Thanks.
Vicks VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
All right, madame.
All right. Kelly Clarkson has revealed on a chat show that she was stunned at something that her youngest child, a son, Remington, asked her about her divorce from his dad. Have a listen to the clip. It's very
her
funny.
Son's name is Remington.
Remington.
I liked him so much, I bought the company.
If you know that reference, you're as old as me.
Being divorced and having kids and in that situation and other people are coming into the picture, you have conversations with your kids that other parents don't have with their kids until much older. It's funny, too, because they're different, though. One of mine does remember, and then one of them...
doesn't remember anything.
One of them was like, do you know my dad? I was like, well, we run into each other at least twice. He didn't get the joke, obviously. So he was like, twice, okay, so you've seen each other. I was like, it's because one was really young.
Do you know my dad? I love that.
Poor little thing didn't know what was going on. Yeah.
Do you know my dad?
I don't, actually.
No.
I'm sorry.
I'm just the hired help.
Yeah.
Everyone is still talking about this strange romance between Liz Hurley and Billy Ray Cyrus.
It is bizarre, isn't it?
They went Instagram official over the weekend. And
they didn't do the Instagram soft launch. You know, the hard launch and the soft launch.
Yeah.
You're seeing somebody new on Instagram. If you're doing a soft launch, anybody who has friends who has found somebody and they start doing the, okay, let's make it official. It starts with a little glass of bubblies and maybe just two hands in the photo and everyone's like, oh, what's going on there?
Yeah.
And then the hard launch is just throwing up a photo of them.
Yeah.
But she went hard launch.
She went straight in for the
hard launch. Straight in for the hard launch, yeah.
They were talking about it. Justin Sylvester was discussing that relationship on the Today Show. Have a listen to this.
It came out of left field, but I blame Nicole Kidman for this. And the reason why I'm blaming Nicole Kidman, because back in the day, Actors dated actors. Sometimes they dated rock stars, but they never dated country musicians.
Oh.
Nicole Kidman went to Nashville and found the Holy Grail. She found herself a country man who was simple. He just wanted bourbon. He wanted to be on a tractor. He wanted to watch a movie. And she was like, Keith, get over here.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden you have Gwen and Blake. I think Elizabeth Hurley has dated actors. She's dated rock stars. And she is looking for a simpler life. And who better to give you that than Achy Breaky Heart?
Yeah, it's do you know what it is? So she went out with the cricket lad Shane Warne for a long time,
yeah.
Wasn't she? She was with Hugh Grant.
Yeah,
that was a pretty high profile one. Remember Steve Bing, movie film producer.
She had a son with him.
Then she was with a billionaire called Arun Nayinar. He was the textile billionaire from India, and now she's hanging out with Billy Ray Cyrus. See. Do you think celebrities and celebrities work? They generally don't.
No, they don't. Like it's like Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez.
It just so you got two egos. They're all squabbling for attention and front pages, and then there's constant clashes and whatnot. She needs to go out for Sean, who works for Dino Rod. Do you know what I mean? Sean from out in Gronabraher.
Yeah, maybe she does. You know,
does 5 days with Dino Rod, plays darts on a Friday night. That's if you want happiness, get yourself an honest to goodness Cork
Owl. Right, you know,
a Cork Owl fiend. There you go. I'm sure Liz Hurley is listening and writing down my advice as I speak.
Love waking up in Cork. Wake up. Red FM Breakfast with KC.
Red FM.
First good times. This is Red FM. It's Red FM Breakfast with KC. Waking up to the breakfast show in Cork with €155,000 for you to get your hands on very, very soon. And we're doing that in a moment. All right. So hang around to win some serious coin. €155,000 tax-free, guaranteed if someone answers. But we might roll over if someone missed a call. All right? That's how we're rolling. Hey, how are you fixing a few life hacks?
Oh, I love a life hack.
There's nothing better. Those little things in life that make life so much easier for you. I'm still stunned, Victoria, stunned that a huge amount of people don't realise this particular life hack. And every time I'm doing a bit of shopping, every time I have to go over to the trolley and I see people patting, you know, they're doing the hacker looking for change, patting themselves down. And they don't have change. And then they have to go into the shop, buy something, get cash back,
that's
or take
really
something.
Annoying,
This is the most simple life hack for you for your trolley.
One.
If you don't have the correct size coin to put in your shopping cart next time you go to the supermarket, you can use your key instead. If you have a key with a rounded end, you can insert that where the coin would go and the cart should unlock.
Yeah, the rounded head of a key works. Now, I don't know about the Aldi lads or the Lidl lads because I've had trouble there in the past.
Well, it has to fit the right hole.
It does. I'm clipping that one up.
the key.
Dave, did you get that one? Thank you.
The key, Casey. Because some of them are €2 and some of them are €1.
This is right, Vic, isn't it?
So it
has to fit the right hole, doesn't it? But definitely a Johnson Super Value.
Well, it has to fit the right hole.
It fits perfectly.
Okay.
All right.
That's actually a good life hack, though.
You're welcome. So if you're ever stuck, this is one of my favourite life hacks of all time, and it comes from Skeletor from He-Man. Do you ever see those videos on Instagram?
No, but I know who Skeletor is.
Skeletor runs in, makes a statement and says, "Until we meet again," and runs away.
Okay.
Have a listen.
Remember, if you suspect the apartment next door is an Airbnb, rent it for a night to get the Wi-Fi password and never pay for internet again. Until we meet again.
There he goes.
Is that what Skeletor sounds like?
That's Skeletor, yeah.
That's a good hack, though.
It is a great hack. Yeah, free Wi-Fi. How many of you are living off next door's Wi-Fi? Because you borrowed it once and you never disconnected.
Yeah, there probably is people doing that, actually. Oh, very good. Listen to this one.
Mm-hmm.
If you freeze grapes as ice cubes put them in your drink.
It's That's right. You don't have watery wine. Yeah, that's really
such
nice.
That's a good idea.
Great idea. Yeah.
That's my new hack.
Oh, by the way, speaking of Wi-Fi, our Wi-Fi at home is I renamed it.
All right.
To Garda Surveillance 202. So all the neighbors, when they've got people around, they're like, "Whoa!"
They think they're in under Garda Surveillance.
Garda Surveillance 202.
Oh, you're some messer. Do you know that? You're a mess.
It's just like, you know, because I hope my Wi-Fi hits at least six houses around me.
They're all seeing God as surveillance. Oh God. You're a desperate chance, did you know that?
Give me one for the road there.
Keep strawberries in a jar in the fridge. They last about three times longer than they do in the carton that you buy in the shop. Thank you very much. Good night.
Oh, my God.
You've no idea how much longer they last. You don't wash them. You literally bring them home from the supermarket.
Mm-hmm.
You put them straight into a really clean, dry jar with mm-hmm. a lid on. Screw it on. Put it into the fridge. They last for about 3 weeks. I am not even exaggerating.
That is outstanding because you buy strawberries, you bring them home.
They go off straight away.
They do. You open the fridge and you've got eight hairy strawberries. It looks like you've got eight tiny Morgan Freemans sitting in your fridge. They're all grey and hairy.
They are, yeah.
Red FM Breakfast.
With Now.
Too bad. Zip It is happening down in Farren Woods. If you've never done this, I did it a couple of years ago.
And,
oh my God. You know the way I get dizzy standing on a box?
Your legs go a bit wobbly,
So they have all their trained up staff, who are brilliant, and they're amazing with the kids as well. Yeah. Get you all the proper kit and you zip it through Farren Woods.
It's very cool.
At a million miles an hour. It is the crack. Treetop experiences for all the family. Zip It Forest Adventures. Zip lines, they've got the rope bridges and everything you need. Suitable for thrill seekers of all ages. So they've different levels for different ages.
Yeah.
And we've got a family pass. Zipit.ie. If you go online, you can book in. And again, it'll pass a couple of hours if you've got cranky, bored children at home looking for something to do. Oliver, how's it going?
Yeah, good.
Did you have a good Easter so far? How's it going? Has it been boring? Boring or busy, Oliver?
Pretty busy.
Pretty busy. Okay, so tell me what you're doing today.
Today we're just going down to Blarney Secondary School to do a woodwork camp.
A woodwork camp. Fantastic. So you're making different things out of wood, I take it. What have you made so far?
We made candle holders and like a game out of wood.
That's pretty cool.
I need a kind of like a cupboard kind of thing for a dartboard. Could you put that together for me? You know, one of those things you open up and your dartboard holds inside.
Oh, yeah.
Could you have it by 1 o'clock?
Yeah, we'll try.
Yeah, no problem. All right. Standard dartboard, you know. Get sorted.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd like it in deep red oak wood as well, please, if you could arrange that.
Yeah, okay.
Sound, okay. Order in. Thanks very much.
There you go.
€15?
Yeah.
That'll cover it. Got to do deals when you got to do deals.
Yeah.
Oliver, what was the song that we played you? Have a listen here. Hold on. Now, buddy, can you name her, please?
That was Chaparral.
It was indeed. Good man. Listen, Oliver, you and the family, you got a family pass for Zip It. You're all going to go zipping through Farren Woods and you're going to absolutely love it.
Well done.
Brilliant. Enjoy your camp.
Bye.
Take it easy, bye.
Bye.
Fair play to you. Bye. See you later, gang. Well done.
Let's get some money. The €1,000 pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park. Show
me the money. Representing the greater region of Glenmire, it's Dave on the line. Morning, David.
Good morning. How are you?
How are you, horse? How's everything?
All good.
Tell us something exciting going on in David's life at the moment. What are you planning? Where are you off to? Anything big coming up?
We are going away on holiday tomorrow for 4 days, so we need some cash.
Nice.
This is a regular occurrence on the quiz. Quick, ring in, try and get a bit of a top up.
Yeah, you're dead right.
Yeah, where are you heading off to, David?
Albufeira.
Nice, beautiful.
Dave.
2 hour flight from Cork. Gorgeous people, lovely food, lovely beaches.
What kind of temperature is it over there right now?
I'm guessing late 20s. Would it be?
20s, 22, 23.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Okay. I was in Albufeira 2 years ago, David, and it was 44 degrees. It was in the middle of the biggest heat wave they've ever had. Literally, the local taxi drivers were saying it's too hot for us to work.
Yeah.
it was that hot. So you're going at the right time.
Yeah.
I'm going at paddy weather.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, access. You know, this is so the paddies won't burst into flames. This is a good time for you. Right, let's get you a little top up. If you give us 10 out of 10, I'll write you a check for €1,000 today. Here we go.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
David, who painted the Mona Lisa?
Leonardo da Vinci.
Who was the president of America before Trump?
Biden.
Do you know who the lead singer with the band Blur is? Blur.
Damon Albarn.
Question number four. Who has a song called Thrift Shop?
No idea.
They're coming to Cork, Virgin Media Park. It's a rapper lad from America. I'm gonna pack them bags. It kind of sounds like McDonald's.
Yeah. Take a guess.
The first Mac bit.
Macklemore.
Yeah, question number five. What wood are Hurleys made with?
Ash.
What line of work is Anthony Mackie involved in?
Oh.
Anthony Mackie.
No idea.
He does something, he's very big at doing something like, you know, it's not music, it might be the other thing. Like a bit of acting.
Actor.
Yeah, correct, well done. Jesus, Dave. I did my best for you, buddy. I did my best. Leonardo, so by the way, when we called out that when we called out that qualifying question, who painted the Mona Lisa, I have about five people saying Leonardo DiCaprio.
No,
he dated her.
Yeah, he dated her, yeah.
Joel Biden is correct, Damon Albarn is correct, Macklemore is correct. Wood that Hurleys are made from is ash, and Anthony Mackie is involved in a bit of acting. Yeah. Very famous actor.
He plays Captain America.
He was Captain America recently, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Dave.
Ah, Dave.
Dave. Creditunion.com, Dave, for the €1,000 top.
Absolutely. I'm just waiting for those.
Listen, tell you what, when you come back and when you're like in the red again after the holidays, like we always are, give us a shout. We'd love to get you back on again. Yeah. In the meantime, we've got a €50 voucher for Easy Living Interiors making its way to you.
Excellent. Thanks so much, guys.
Have well a great done, day. Dave.
Enjoy the break, Dave.
Red FM Breakfast.
With Now. Stream all the top TV, movies, and sports. No contract. Now you know.